Maricopa County, Arizona, spent a lot of 2021 in the spotlight. State Senate Republicans spearheaded a deeply flawed review of the county's 2020 vote. Despite the review and false claims about the election, this year's primary on Tuesday will not look all that different for voters in Maricopa County. From member station KJZZ in Phoenix, Ben Giles reports.
For the last 2 years, Arizona has been a hive of election denialism. The state made headlines for months thanks to the Senate's inept review of the Maricopa County election, which in fact confirmed Donald Trump lost the state. Despite that, lies about the 2020 vote still resonate with the state's Republican base. Just last week, Trump traveled to northern Arizona to stump for a slate of election-denying candidates.
The election was rigged and stolen, and now our country is being systematically destroyed because of it.
The election, of course, was not stolen. And for Maricopa County voters, the 2022 election looks an awful lot like the one held 2 years ago.
Yeah, for all the noise that has been made regarding election administration, from the user's perspective, it's going to look very similar to the 2020 experience.
Republican Stephen Richer is the Maricopa County recorder.
I think that we've had more scrutiny over the Maricopa County elections process than any jurisdiction in the United States. And you know, that process has been found to not be fundamentally flawed.
There are a few new wrinkles to the 2022 primary, like fewer drop boxes and more early vote centers. But all that's discretionary, small changes the counties can make at the local level. Most of the election is dictated by state law, like early ballots that were mailed to a majority of Maricopa County voters, same as they've been for decades. While there were bills introduced to get rid of the state's popular ballot-by-mail system, there were enough Republicans, like Richer and GOP County Supervisor Bill Gates, lobbying to stop them from becoming law.
We are up against so many forces, so many leaders within the Republican Party here in Arizona and nationally who continue to spread this misinformation. But again, fortunately, we also have people who have stood up and supported our elections workers.
Gates specifically credited House Speaker Rusty Bowers, who drew Trump's ire by rebuffing attempts to overturn the 2020 election. Bowers single-handedly torpedoed one far-reaching election bill.
I think that that demonstrates a recognition that our system works, that all of this talk about problems in the system were political talk, but not reality.
That reality is a testament to the work of officials like Ray Valenzuela and Scott Jarrett, the co-election directors in Maricopa County. Jarrett, hired in 2019, described the last 2 years as a trial by fire. After all that, how is Jarrett feeling now?
Energized. I am looking forward to getting back to the nuts and bolts of administering elections.
Valenzuela says the duo now spends more time proactively spreading good information to fight back against the bad.
On a personal level, it's difficult because we want the voter to have accurate and the best information possible to make not only their choice and participate in the process, but to know that, again, elections are safe, secure, and they have integrity.
Both believe that with a successful 2022 election in hand, the county may be able to turn a corner heading into 2024. For NPR News, I'm Ben Giles in Phoenix.